Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When you look at every time God appeared to somebody in the Bible, they fell down to their knees about to die. That's what happened to Isaiah in chapter 6 there, and happened to John in Revelation chapter 1. 1 Timothy 6:16 tells us that God dwells in unapproachable light that no man has seen or can see. And then in Psalm 102, verses 1 and 2, it says that God clothes himself with light as with clothing. So God is this brilliantly lit up person. And obviously, if Christ came into the world looking like that, all of humanity would be dissolved in his light. You know, So part of his becoming a man involved him veiling his pre-incarnate glory and voluntarily choosing not to use all of his divine attributes on some occasions. And just the whole the whole condescension of becoming a human being.
Yeah, wow.
It was a great act of humility on his part.
Yeah, when you think about people with any kind of status or position, they're at least tempted at some point to use that status, that position, to leverage it in a way that costs you but benefits them. And that passage in Philippians, when I think of it in those terms, that he did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped or leveraged to his benefit. He actually did the opposite. He leveraged it for our benefit in a way that cost him everything. That, to me, shows another level of vulnerability, because he could have used it at any point, could have decided we weren't worth it. But he went all the way because we were. I can't fathom it.
Well, the question that always comes to my mind when I think about all that is, how can a Christian conceive of the inestimable condescension and humiliation that Christ voluntarily took upon himself in the incarnation, unless you first understand from what dazzling heights he came?
Mm.
You see, that's when the incarnation becomes significant. That's when you start to understand that this was the greatest act of humility in the history of the universe. And Paul says right there in Philippians 2, to imitate Christ, have the same kind of humility. Now, none of us can be as humble as Christ. There's no way to do it. But the fact is that Christ set the example for us. And in the process of being a humble human being, Christ did show vulnerability on a number of occasions. Even though he was fully God, he was vulnerable. And yet he actually embraced that vulnerability, don't you think?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have called thousands of angels to his defense instead of going to the cross. But he, as the creator of the angels, told them to stand down because he was going to go to the cross and die for the sins of humanity.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.